ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's my list. Things that make you instantly suspicious. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Steve, you're doing it.
All right, this one, too shaggy of a mustache. If your mustache is too shaggy, I am suspicious of you right away. And this has become a problem because mustaches are like back in style now. A lot of people have, especially young people, a lot of young people have mustaches. I'm very suspicious of them.
Like, are you talking like old school cookie duster, like the janitor would have had with like back in the day?
Yeah, I'm very suspicious of...
Like, you're not talking like... curled up or anything like that.
I mean, yes, that would be on there, but really any mustache. I don't trust that you're doing it because you just like mustaches. I feel like you're doing it because you want people to say, hey, you got a mustache. And that, I'm suspicious of that. I don't trust it.
I don't blame you. I'm going to be pointing at mustaches in the near future and going, is that too bushy? Because where's the line?
Yeah, you know it when you see it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or at least I know it when I see it. Next on my list, someone who always claims that their exes are the problem,
mm-hmm.
and it's not them.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. usually go along with the people who, they always say, oh, I just hate the drama. I don't want any part of drama. But they're the epicenter of it.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not always the ex.
And in fact, a lot of times it's not.
Yeah, no? Exactly. And finally, people who discuss money right away, like when they meet you and within 5 minutes of meeting you, you find out that they're like, oh yeah, you know, my job, I made $250,000 last year and I put it all into this equity account. Like anyone who discusses money that early.
Even if it's more subtle than that, but yeah. It's like you can tell it's important to them.
Yeah.
That you know that they do well.
Right, because I now know that your motivating factor in life is just how much money you make. And I don't relate to that, so I'm suspicious of you for that.
Okay. Those are pretty strong. Too shaggy of a mustache. Hard to nail down.
Mm.
All their exes are the problem. That one, pretty universal, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And people who talk money immediately. All right. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Kelly?
One person that makes me instantly suspicious on my list are the people who don't like pets.
That's a great one.
Yeah, people who don't like pets in general. Because you hear people say, I can't have a pet because I travel so much. That's considerate. I get that. Or I just don't have the time. Okay, fine. But when they come over to your house and they don't even want your pet near them...
Mm-hmm.
That is so suspicious to me. My dog's not going to jump all over you or anything, but if she's sitting next to you or if my cat's like rubbing up against you, why the hell wouldn't you pet her? Like pet the pet.
What? Oh, right. Because they're creeps.
Yeah, you're suspicious. That's so weird to me.
It's body language too. Like when they walk in the door and your dog runs up and they kind of do that like that like half turn.
Like don't my dog. Oh, no, don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, get out.
I don't like that.
Go home.
And then the people who kind of brag about it too, like, oh, I'm just not a pet person. Okay. Yeah. Suspicious. Second, people who only lease cars. I don't know why. I'm like, are you a drug dealer? Why do you only ever lease
cars? Aren't you on a lease?
I am. This is the first time I've ever done it.
Haven't you sold drugs?
And there you go.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, checks out. Pedals before.
Checks out.
But this is the first time I've ever leased a car, and I hate it. And the only reason I did it was because of tax incentives. And I hated it from the beginning. It felt like a scam. But the people who do it with every car they own, they have. I'm like, why would you do that? That is every car?
The theory used to be, and I don't know if people still justify it this way, was that if you want to get a new car all the time, it made more sense than buying.
And that's suspicious to me that you want to get a new car all the time. That is so weird.
Having new stuff is cool, though.
Having new stuff is cool, but that in particular is suspicious to me. Why do you only
lease your vehicles? My mom's suspicious to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your mom has sold drugs?
Every 3 years, my mom trades in her gold Toyota Camry for another gold Toyota Camry.
Just buy the Toyota Camry.
Right. And it's always like the base level, like cloth seats.
Yeah.
Somehow it has an 8-track in it.
Because it's a loan, but... You're literally loaning the car, but under so many more restrictions. If you go over mileage, you're fined. If there's a scratch on it that's longer than your pinky, you're fined for it. You know, if you didn't speak to it softly enough, you're fined for it. Like, I don't understand why you would do that to yourself. Like, my lease is to buy at the end. Like, I will buy my car out, and then I'll immediately trade it in because I hate it.
Suspicious.
Does that make financial sense?
Yeah, because buy it and then trade it in. Yeah. My trade in will be worth it because I'll have it paid off, so I'll make money. And then I'll put it towards a Honda, and I'll never go back to any other car ever.
Hear me out on this. Look into leasing a Honda. You could turn it in every 2 years and get the same one. I just heard about this from a friend.
That's so suspicious. That's so suspicious. And then my last one is people who are extremely flexible. Where is your spine? What is going on? How do you do that? People that can bend, but they don't have any curvature. They're like a fruit roll up. Like they're just flopping around. I hate it.
Is it like that woman that Freebeer showed us whose legs bent backwards?
Yes, but she can't help that. It's the people who are just naturally so bendy. That it's like you're just bending like a fruit roll up. And I don't understand where your bones are.
The first time that our friend in common, Tracy Johnson, who is a longtime friend of the Freebeer and Hobbick show and knew Kelly, he's the one who brought you up. We were in a meeting with him talking about, you know, things for the future. We were at the little restaurant across the street inside the hotel. And I Googled you when he brought you up because we were talking about we were going to be hiring someone.
Oh,
we were talking about different candidates. And the first video, because my first thought was, well, she's on a show that's like, everybody's nice. And I'm like, boy, that is not this show.
We
believe in that. But then the first video I found, they had surprised you with a contortionist who was in town with like Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah.
And it's Kelly walking into like a small conference room. And on the table is some contortionist bent inside out with his head sticking, looking up at his crotch at where his head should be or whatever.
And Kelly's
immediate reaction was, oh, my God, what the F is wrong with you, weirdo? Now there's some room here.
I went and hid behind a desk.
You did not like it. It's made me want a contortionist to come to town since then.
Yeah, and I have questions. Like, do you just stretch in your free time? Is that all you do? But people who are naturally bendy, they just have been bendy forever. I have a friend who can do that thing where she takes her arms up over her head and, like, if she had handcuffs on her back, she could put them in front of her. I'm like, ugh, I don't like that.
Amazing.
Blah, stop it. And then she can bend, and then her head is past her ankles, like in between. It's so weird to me. I don't like it. It's suspicious. Something's wrong.
It's like that stuff that you make me and Hot Wings do at the night show.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's not.
Now you should suspicious. You should be able.
To I like watching it.
Be more bendy than. Yeah, actually, you and people who are extremely stiff, that is suspicious, too. You're too stiff.
So there is a range, and we're not in it.
So Tin Man and Rubber Man,
I'm not into it.
All right. You ready for mine?
Sure.
It's my list.
Yeah.
Things that make you immediately suspicious. Anyone who says, we don't really watch TV, or we don't have a TV.
Oh, gosh.
What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
You don't ever want to watch the news?
Oh, we read books, Freebeer.
Liars.
Yeah.
You're running something.
People who read.
You're doing something that's not legit.
Yeah.
But Kelly has a TV. Kelly reads.
Yeah.
But Kelly also enjoys a good TV show from time to time or a terrible one. But the people are like, we don't really have a TV. Like, first of all, no one likes you. Second of all, that's suspicious. Number two. Yeah. This is one of my great pet peeves of all time, and it makes me immediately not like you. When your kids are little and you're walking someplace, they go through a stage where for a while they're like, hi, to strangers.
Yeah,
right?
It's adorable. Yeah.
It is. And I love before I had kids, I thought that was adorable when kids would say hi to me. But man, every time like one of the boys would say, hi, as we're walking by, and I know they heard him and they don't reply back, I'm like, that person is a murderer. Probably one that does it for fun.
Murderer. Wow.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
They're bad. Bad people. I'm instantly suspicious that there's something flawed inside you. Mm-hmm. Like you just had an innocent child say hello and you didn't have time to wave or go, hey, hey, pal.
Hey, buddy.
And number three, if you're running in blue jeans, something suspicious is going on.
That is weird. What are you running from?
Yeah. Is someone chasing you?
Because you're not
exercising.
Are
you chasing someone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're not like nearby a train station or somewhere else that somebody might need to flee at the last second to catch something. Yeah, that like if you're just out on a country road running in jeans, that would be real weird.
I saw someone running in our neighborhood jogging. They had headphones in and they appeared to have their watch because I kept seeing them look at their watch like they were checking their steps or whatever. And they had, you know, their phone was around their
like the arm
sleeve, yeah, like yeah. It was like exercise, and they were wearing jeans.
That is suspicious.
Yeah.
Was there indication of a brain worm by any chance?
Oh, I didn't even think of that, but yeah, they probably went right in the hot tub after that.
And they were definitely jeans. They weren't like the jegging type.
They were jeans.
Okay, so it wasn't like leggings that looked like jeans.
They were like baggy.
What'll look cool while you work out? Try denim workout.
They weren't Tebow pants.
Maybe he
was heading to the boardroom.
Maybe
he was going from the gym to the boardroom.
That happens for a lot of men. No time.
So those are my three people running in jeans.
Okay,
probably stole something or are going to kill someone. People who don't say hi to children when the children say hi are first, probably stealing something or killing someone. And people who say, we don't have TV, we don't even watch TV. I just don't care for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's my list. Maitland, do you have three?
I do.
Hot Wings?
Yeah.
Tommy? He shakes his head yes on a audio medium. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.